Seamus, first of all, delighted you could join us, and another bumper weekend of championship action here in Ulster again. Obviously, two games down for decision, Cavan and your own County Monaghan this evening in Breffni Park, and tomorrow in Newry, it's down in Armagh. I suppose two great old rivalries. Tell me, what's the mood, what's the feeling in Monaghan?
Yeah, well, first of all, nothing like the Ulster Championship to get the appetite up and running. You know, I believe it's the best championship of them all, and there'll be some, maybe not brilliant games, but fascinating contests, and no different than this evening with Cavan and Monaghan. And yeah, I suppose my biggest fear this evening is Cavan's very quiet. They're picking up a full deck. Unfortunately, Monaghan hasn't the same scenario. Monaghan's missing some very influential players like Darren Hughes, Niall Cairns, and I believe Jack McCarron is out injured as well. And you know, no matter what level of football you're competing at with Monaghan, when you're missing two or three of your better players, it's very difficult to perform at the top level.
Yeah, and obviously Darren Hughes is a huge loss. Who's likely to come in?
Well, Darren Hughes is Monaghan's engine room, and has been probably the most consistent player, and you know, maybe the best player outside of Conor McManus over the last 6 or 7 years. He's been a really big figure among that group for the last 6 or 7 years. You know, listen, that's Niall Cairns, who also played midfield along with Darren Hughes last year. So that's Monaghan's entire midfield missing this evening. I see probably Kieran Hughes and Fintan Kelly playing in the middle of the field. Kieran Hughes has played no National League football. He's just come in now at the end of the National Football League and trained. Fintan Kelly, you know, the thing about Fintan Kelly is he's the gap filler at all times for Monaghan. They're two brilliant players, no doubt about that, but at the end of the day, they're our second choice midfield.
Having said that, Fintan Kelly had a fabulous year last year and really arrived on the scene, I thought.
Oh, certainly. Fintan Kelly had a brilliant year last year and a real good player, and I would think that he will be picking up Grode McKernan. Like, Grode McKernan is a very influential player with Cavan, and he is the player that could influence the game massively. And I suppose the great thing about Fintan Kelly is that Fintan Kelly can play him in the middle of the field, he can play him when he's centre-half forward, or he can play him at full forward. So Fintan Kelly can play at full-back, centre-back or midfield. So that's probably a plus from Monaghan's point of view there.
Having said that, Monaghan are a seasoned outfit, aren't they, with a couple of young fellas coming through in the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, certainly. You know, Monaghan's a seasoned campaigners, but the problem is that when you go down to, you know, from 18 to 22 or 3 at with the population at Monaghan is only 55,000 population, then, you know, when you go down the lines, it becomes more difficult for Monaghan. But listen, we're going into the match. Monaghan's going into the game this evening, probably a full forward line of Conor McManus, Conor McCarthy, Stephen O'Hanlon. These are top quality players, and you would expect them to do a lot of damage.
Yeah, McManus is probably probably the best forward in the country at the moment, or certainly up there anyway.
Yeah, well, probably over the last 5 or 6 years, he'd be consistently the best forward, and he's in the same, I suppose, level as Kieran Kilkenny and fellas like that there. But he's a fantastic player. I have always said that he's a really, really good, modest young fella. He's a leader. He's everything you want in a player, and you know, he would be the driving force up front this evening. But you know, Cavan plays very defensive football. It'll be difficult to break them down. And you know, all we have to do is go back here. The last three championship matches between Monaghan and Cavan, and Monaghan at full strength, there was only a pint between the teams, 2 pints at the most, over the last three championship matches, and Monaghan at full tilt. And my fear would be, with 10 minutes to go today, has Monaghan got the reserves that's going to take to beat Cavan and Breffni Park? Because Cavan is going in under the radar. They're very, very quiet. They're really set up for an ambush. They're set up to ambush Monaghan this evening. But I still think that Monaghan has the quality in the likes of Conor McManus and McCarthy and fellas like Kieran Hughes and the back, the Wileys News fellas. I still think that Monaghan has the quality to scrape home once again by a pint or two.
I was reading where it's almost changed Cavan's side from even last year. There's only 7 or 8 of the team that started last year likely to start this evening.
Yeah, listen, the other part of that is quite a few players Mickey Graham has brought back in that weren't making their place last year, and they're now back in the team this year. So it's a mixture of that and one or two debutants. But listen, Mickey is a shrewd operator. He has proven that at club level. Cavan were very competitive in Division 1 against the top teams, and this is a bananas game for Monaghan. This is a very, very dangerous game for Monaghan.
Yeah. And talk to me, who are the danger men for Cavan as you see them?
Well, you know, let's Grove McKiernan is obviously the main driving force in around the middle of the field. He's back to full fitness. He's very fresh. I believe he played really, really well. He scored 1, 5 or 6 against Dublin in a challenge match last week. You have Cian Mackey. You know, Cian Mackey doesn't get the recognition he deserves. He's a real poacher. He nips in for goals, and I wouldn't be surprised if he'd score a goal this evening. And then you have Killian Clark, another driving force in around the middle of the field, or the half-back line. You have Martin Riley, that can do you damage up front. And you have a very solid full-back line with Faulkner and McLaughlin in there. So, listen, this is a decent Cavan team. I suppose the one concern from Cavan might have is that they haven't got a Conor McManus, or they haven't got a Conor McCarthy. They haven't got a player that's going to score 6 or 7 or 8 points. And the other negative for Cavan is right through the National Football League, they used 7 free takers right through the National Football League and never settled on any one free taker. And that could be their downfall this evening.
Moving to tomorrow, to Newry, Seamus, and it's down on Armagh, old rivalry. What do you make of that, or how do you see that one go?
Yeah, listen, I think this is a real pressure cooker game for Kieran McGeaney. He's Armagh manager now for he's going into his fifth season. He's in his fifth season. He hasn't won an Ulster Championship match with Armagh. That's well documented over the last few weeks. I think it's a high pressure game from. I still think that he has the quality within the team. There's serious quality in Armagh, in football in Armagh. Just doesn't seem to be able to get them out of it in the Ulster Championship over the last couple of years. And it takes me back to Enniskillen last year, where they went in raging hot favourites. And, Fermanagh set up very, very defensive, and they just couldn't break them down. And the reality is, this evening they're going in to play down, and down under Paddy Talley will play 13 men behind the ball. He's a very defensive coach. He's been renowned for that, but he's been renowned for having huge success at it. And, you know, it'll be very difficult to break down. And, it'll come down to the last 5 or 10 minutes, but it's like Paddy Talley and Down are under no pressure in this game, and that's probably a benefit for them. They're home in Newry, their home venue. This is a bit of a haunt of a place for Armagh. They were beat there in the Championship a couple of years ago as well. And, you know, they're going to get the fill of it, and I think I can feel the pressure in Armagh, and it'll be difficult for them, but I still think they have the quality to win it.
And finally, Seamus, before you let you go, overall Ulster, how do you see it shaping up?
It's very hard to back outside of Tyrone. I think Tyrone, where they weren't brilliant last weekend, I think they've come on leaps and bounds in the last 18 months. And I think they would be very difficult to beat. I hope that Monaghan's in the Ulster final, and that'll be brilliant. And whoever's in along with them, then, you know, Monaghan has a chance of winning it. But if you were to pick a winner out of Ulster at the moment, you'd have to be favouring Tyrone.